The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 11 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
I am a child of God and nothing more and nothing less. I'm grateful to be here this evening. Personal revelation is one of the greatest gifts that I've been given, and my ability to develop that because of what I've been through and what I've learned in this program is something that I would not trade all of what I've been through for that one gift alone. I want to share an experience that I had that was one of those testimony builders for me about personal revelation. And before we started these meetings about 12 weeks ago, I was supposed to go to the Philippines. The day before I was supposed to go to the Philippines, I had to go and pick up some things for my trip. And I was out and running errands. Picked up the things that I needed to, and I was driving home, and I drove past a certain LDS bookstore. And as I was driving past this bookstore, I had this very strong prompting that I needed to go in. I thought to myself, no, I don't have time. There's nothing I need in there. It's not on my list. And so I ignored it. I got that same prompting again. And I used to be one of those people that would wait three times for a prompting. I'm trying to get better, so I'm now down to two. someday I hope to get to one. We'll see. Two is a lot harder than three. But so I turned my car around, and I went back into this bookstore, and I literally didn't have time to go spend in there for anything. I had everything I needed. I had already bought the book I was going to be reading. And I went into this bookstore and I walked around and I looked and I, you know, kept in my heart saying, all right, Lord, you wanted me in here. I'm here. Show me what you need me to get and I'll get out of here. And it didn't work that way. Took me probably about 15 or 20 minutes of wandering around this bookstore. Went down the same aisle that I'd been down two or three times. And I'm standing in front of this bookshelf, and I'm looking through, looking at the titles and the authors and all this stuff, and just picking up books and opening them, hoping that there's something that's going to stand out to me. I take one book, pick it up off the shelf, and hold it in my hands, and before I can even look at the title, I just felt this strong confirmation and warmth just run through my entire body. And I look down, and I see this book is Faith Precedes the Miracle by Spencer W. Kimball. Had never read it. Have it on my list of books to read, but haven't gotten to it. Pick up this book. hurry and pay for it and leave. During my trip to the Philippines, I carried two books with me. I read one of them on my way there, and it was Divine Signatures by Gerald Lund. Wonderful book. Talks about all these sequences and series of events that line up, that show the hand of God in our lives or in the lives of the church. And I had just finished reading this before my last flight segment home. Really rang true to me about just these sequence of events that were happening. So I'm on my last leg of my flight after flying 17 hours. And I get this book, Faith Precedes the Miracle, out of my bag to read. As I'm walking onto the plane, I scan my boarding pass, and the ticketing thing starts beeping like there's a problem with my ticket. And I think to myself, great, I'm going to get stuck in this airport after flying all this time just to get home. And the lady stops me and says, you've been upgraded to first class. I thought to myself, oh, that's nice. And so I took my ticket stub and went and sat down in the seat and started reading my book. Probably about 20 minutes into the flight of me reading this book, the lady sitting across the aisle from me, I noticed, had opened up and was reading a church magazine. I didn't say anything for a while, and then I stood up, stretched, and sat back down, all this time holding my book in my hand. And this lady kept looking at me like stunned. She seemed a little bit stunned at what I was reading or whatever. And I leaned over and said, I see you're reading a church magazine and that. And she said, yeah, I am. The part that's more strange to me is that I've been reading this article for a few months now. I've been reading this, and I've been meaning to get this reference of the first footnote in this article I've been reading, and it just so happens to be the book that's in your hand. And she said, it's Faith Precedes the Miracle by Spencer W. Kimball, and I have in my notes that I need to go and get this book. And I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, I just finished reading Divine Signatures about all these things that happened. I wasn't even supposed to have this book. I didn't want it. I didn't have time to go and pick it up in the bookstore. I didn't want to carry it around the country or halfway across the world and back with me. And I'm thinking to myself, there's too much of a coincidence for this not to be meant to be. And I said, well, what is it? We looked up in the reference, and it was actually a talk, the only talk in the entire book that I had read, which is Tragedy or Destiny by Spencer W. Kimball, it's an amazing talk. Anyways, I close the book and I look at it, and I realize to myself that the reason I was sent into that bookstore was not so that I could have that book, but was for this lady. This lady had confided in me that she had just recently started attending church again after 14 years. She said that she was amazed at how aware of her that her Father in heaven is, even after a few short months of just getting back and attending church. I closed the book, I handed it to her across the aisle, and I said, clearly, this book was not meant for me. And I shared the experience that I had gotten to actually have that in my possession on that trip, and handed her that copy of the book. She sat there with these tears running down her face. I sat there with tears running down my face as I realized that my Father in heaven loved her enough to get me to go into a bookstore when I didn't have time to deliver a book to someone that may never have gone and gotten it for whatever reason. I'm grateful for the blessing that comes out of listening to the Holy Ghost. It had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with me other than my willingness. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. I bear my testimony of the power of personal revelation that it has, not only to influence my life, but the lives of those who are struggling, that need the Holy Ghost's hands in their lives through my hand. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
The full episode for Step 11 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.